Rapid City was not immune to cancellations and shutdowns last week when South Dakota was hit by a winter storm. Interstate 90 was closed. And now this week, parts of western South Dakota are under a flood warning. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender joins us on In the Moment to talk about cleanup and what other issues Rapid City is facing as a result of last week's storm and the hard winter. Mayor Allender, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So give us a recap of really at its worst during the winter storm last week. What was happening in Rapid City?
Well, at its worst is really relative across the state. You know, I'm watching what's going on in Sioux Falls and Yankton and some of the places out on the East End, and it's really hard to sit around and complain about what we had to go through. We had high winds and snow and drifting, and we had a couple days of shutdowns, but, you know, it's humbling to watch and see what other communities are having to suffer through. Today, as far as today, we're driving on dry roads, and we have a week ahead of 50-degree weather and maybe into the 60s, and this is a little more typical for us than it is on the other side of the state, where we get a quick recovery, even from our bad 2013 storm. But we're doing fairly well out here.
How successful do you think some of those snow removal and public safety efforts really were? What do you, when you look back, what worked really particularly well?
Well, I think it did. I think what works well is the pre-planning, the communication. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way, but with all of our added means of communication and information gathering in these modern days, communication is still a challenge. And pushing that information out to people to keep them off the roads if possible, you know, is always effective. I still don't fully understand why when there's big drifts, there are two-wheel drive cars stuck in them up the street, up one side of the street and down the other. But what's effective is getting the agencies together and getting a plan ready. And luckily, but unfortunately, a lot of our planning has to do with what we went through with Winter Storm Atlas in 2013.
Yeah.
A lot of lessons there. And I think what was especially impressive to me is the availability of groups like the Black Hills Snowmobiling Club, who is at the pre-planning meetings and prepared to transport doctors, nurses, dispatchers, public safety people, whoever they need to do that with. I read a report that something like 300 plus employees of the regional health system stayed over at the job site, stayed over in those hospitals to be able to provide that service. That's especially important because when we have a prolonged event like a blizzard and we have exhausted employees providing crucial services and really a broken transportation system with high drifts and that sort of thing, then that puts the public at risk. So I think as a community, there's evidence that we're prepared for something much bigger than we got this last time.
What happens next with that snow melt? Are you looking at or anticipating any flooding, any troubles with that melt?
Well, again, nothing like the eastern part of the state is having. We've got some minor reports of some clogged culverts and slow drainage and that sort of thing. But this just brings our attention to issues where we may be able to do some enhanced drainage work. We can see where the trouble spots are, but we have no flooding to speak of in Rapid City.
Tell me a little bit about how the roads have held up over the winter. We've been talking a lot about potholes and just some of the problems with the streets, how quickly people sort of expect them to get fixed and how quickly is realistic to have some smoother roads ahead.
Well, this has been an unusually cold winter for us. I mean, we've been spoiled by some mild winters, But this has been unusually cold, and there's been snow and ice on the roads for an extended period of time. And it's alarming how many new potholes there are. There are thousands of new potholes, and these are pretty serious ones. In fact, a realtor on Facebook yesterday advertised a three-bedroom, two-bath pothole if anybody wanted a tour to come look at it. And so we, you know, that is a that's a real issue with cold weather cities. You have leakage into cracks and crevices of the roadway, you have freezing, expansion, melting, the road material becomes loose and cars drive over it and it forms a pothole. So we're equipped. Those potholes will be fixed, but they're perhaps one of the most aggravating things of living in a city is the demand that the potholes, first of all, should never happen, and second of all, should be fixed within minutes. And so we're chugging along. We have a pothole hotline that we use, and we have very fast service. It takes about as long to fill a pothole as it does to file a complaint about a pothole on most days. And so we're real good there. We haven't noticed yet any major issues with the changing temperatures. We have had a few extra water main breaks, which is typical and expected. It's not a sign of, crumbling infrastructure. It's a sign of the ground moving. And we have a lot of shale and a lot of water in the ground, and that's what happens. But
I'm curious what kind of messages you get on the pothole hotline. Do people vent their frustration is what I'm getting at, or are people pretty much like, this is just part of it? Hey, you need to go here. This is the problem.
No, the thing is, my perception is that people will drive around a pothole accumulating a tablespoon more of anger every day until they blow their top, start lashing out at people. Someone says, call the pothole hotline, and it's fixed in 24 hours. And then they probably wonder why they didn't do that in the first place. So it's like you drive around it. It's someone else's job. And eventually you hit it one too many times and spill that latte on your feet. And you finally decide to make some calls. Well, this is easy. We have an email address you can send it into. We have a phone number where all you just have to do is call. And so it's one of those things. But right. The potholes are horrible. In fact, I live right next to one of the worst streets in town. And that street is set to be resurfaced this summer. So we're not going to spend a bunch of time and money fixing potholes on there this spring. We're going to resurface the thing when the weather will allow it. And so people, we're a little bit of a spread out town geographically.
Right.
And as you drive from neighborhood to neighborhood, you see the same things. You see potholes, old cracks, roads that need to be replaced. It's a big job,
yeah.
And it all can't be done in 1 year. And
how has the budget, city budget, held up over the winter?
City budget's doing okay. We don't have the final numbers in on the snow plowing budget yet from this storm, but I imagine we may possibly have enough in the snow plowing budget for one or two little storms before the end of the year. But this is going to be an expensive storm where we use private contractors and employees from other departments such as solid waste or parks. And a lot of overtime is paid, a lot of equipment usage. And but we tally up the figures each year to recognize the impact on that budget. Otherwise, city budget's hanging in there. We're doing all we can do.
And I'm curious, Mayor Allender, before we let you go, how soon do you start talking about fires and what the fire forecast is for the Black Hills area?
Well, I think if you're in the fire service, you're talking about it all year long.
All the time, yeah.
In the Black Hills. I've proven I'm a lousy predictor of forest fire season around here. I would have thought all of these pine beetle trees would have burned to the ground by now, and they haven't. We're fairly wet out here right now, but I imagine the first month where we get some 70, 80, 90 degree temperatures, we're going to start raising that awareness again.
All right. Any final thoughts on what's happening and what's ahead in Rapid City before we let you go?
Well, we are hopefully moving into spring. I'm looking out my window now, looking at the massive piles of snow and people driving on dry streets, and we're in a transition period this spring. But we really feel for those communities over near Sioux Falls and Yankton that are having a tough time with the flooding. And I know it sounds to some extent like there's areas where it may get worse. So just for everybody over there, just know that we're thinking about you, and you know, we'll lend a hand if you need it.
Mayor Steve Allender from Rapid City, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.